Good morning. It's raining. Oh no, I can't go back to sleep. Yeah, you were out when I got in last night. Yeah, I mean, as much fun as I can have at a baseball game. Had a really good beer and a hot dog. Yeah. It was a local blonde. It was really good. No, I'm not super into blondes, you know that, babe. No, I'm into you. Yeah. Yeah, although you do see a surprising amount of man leg at a baseball game. I mean, it's hot, so it's to be expected. I guess you see an unsurprising amount of leg, period. It's like so hot, no one wants to wear pants. I wish I could go outside my underwear. No, I can't. You're silly. I can't go outside my underwear. Okay, I can go in the backyard in my underwear. No, I cannot go check my mail in my underwear. Oh. I'm like, no, my neighbor is like, I think he's secretly into me. Yes, he's old. Well, yeah, doesn't stop him from sending me random texts asking how we're doing. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure he's just being friendly. Yeah, we had a good time. My sister was already half drunk by the time I got there. My cousin. Yeah, it was fun to do something with my family like that. Yeah, they're a hoot. Oh yeah, my cousin's new wife was, well, not new, the newest. No, it's his first one. I just meant she's the newest member of the family. No, they've been married like 2 years. Something like that. Yeah, I went to the wedding. I don't remember when it was. No. Yeah. Oh, they just had a baby, but. So that was the first time she's been out of the house in quite a while. I haven't seen her in a minute. No, I skipped that baby shower. Her family's kind of stuck up. I don't know. Is it weird that I don't like someone else's mother-in-law? Anyways, my other fun cousin, his sister, was there. She is a hoot. I hadn't seen her in a hot second. Yeah, that's who my sister was drinking with. I know, I missed all the fun because I was hanging out with you. No. No, I'd much rather be. I don't know. That sounds weird. I'd rather be hanging out with you than drinking with my sister. I don't know if I can actually say that's true. No, I just meant I don't regret spending time ever hanging out with them. Yesterday, anyway. Anyways, I had a had fun. Ish. As much fun as you can have when you're like sweating from like your knees. No, it's good. We were winning, so everyone was happy. I don't really care, but I like it when everyone else is happy. Now take me to a soccer game. That's when I don't care what anyone else is doing. I'm just paying attention to the field. Yep. It was funny because we were with the group. Some of the group we were with. One of the ladies was wearing a soccer jersey. She's wearing a U.S. women's national team instead of the team we were there to watch. Yeah, I already liked her, but I like her more now. Yeah. It's funny, though, how different people can get so into different sports, and some people can get into every sport and some people can't get into any sport. I just think it's interesting. Yeah, I think it's like, I don't know, kind of like your brain's hardwired to like want to be a part of something. And so some people, I think you can kind of tell about a person, like, I don't know, maybe that's reading too into things, but whether they are more into individual sports or more into team sports. Like, I feel like really ambitious, like, competitive people are super into, like, individual sports, like tennis or golf, although I really don't find the appeal to golf, but I don't know. I think like those kind of, or like swimming maybe, like those individualized sports where you're kind of on a team, but it's definitely about the individual. Man, I love watching like the Olympics. And seeing I think I can appreciate just about any sport in the Olympics because like there's something so pure about it, like so just you're like those people aren't getting paid like to be there. It's not like professional athletes. Like, they're there to, like, because they're the best in their country and they're there to represent themselves and where they come from. And it's just, I don't know. I always like watching the Cinderella stories from the Olympics, even if it's in a sport that I have no previous knowledge or whatever, you know. It's just something kind of magical about, like, a new person coming forward into a, you know, field of veterans and taking over. I don't know, it's nostalgic. I don't know how to explain it. It's like just magical. Like, I don't know. I feel like even people who, like, I can enjoy sports. I don't like get super into them except for soccer, but like I can really get into like the human stories behind sports. And I think the Olympics is like ripe for that, you know? So there's my random philosophical conversation for the morning. Yeah, I just, it's raining and I'm warm and cuddly and I don't want to get up, and it's where my brain's going. No, I don't want to get up. No, it's the weekend. I don't want to get up right now. Okay, well, what do you want to do? Well, obviously coffee is the first thing on the agenda. That could be fun. It's inside, so we wouldn't have to worry about the rain. Oh, I saw a thing on a new art exhibit that I wanted to go to. And it's like the first time, and yeah. Yes, take me to the museum. Now you're speaking my language. Yeah. Yeah, I can talk sports. I can talk art museums. I can talk dinosaurs. We can go to that. Yeah. There's all different kinds of ways to talk nerdy to me, babe. Yeah, it's getting late, I know. If we're doing any of that fun stuff, we gotta get up. We can't see world-renowned art from bed. Except on our phones. Where's the fun in that? Yeah, there's just something like powerful about being in the same room with something so old. Yeah, it's just like the thought of someone hundreds of years ago sitting there and painting that, like, and it's still here for us to enjoy. Like, that's like the major difference between sports and art. Like, sports is so ephemeral. You know, like, you can hold the world record for a decade, you can hold it for 2 days, you can hold it for a heat, you know, like, but when you look at that art, not just classic piece of art, it's been, you know, literally part of art history. It's just, I don't know. It's different. Different expression of a really different talent. It's just, I don't know. I guess it brings out that romantic side of me or something. I don't know. yeah. Okay. I gotta get up. All right. Start our day.